Es khazar zeh nish mesabach yechas shuag ben ram yehuda. Zeh the brachas daf mem hey. Erik shloisha she'achlu. Mishnah says if three people eat together, they have to join in zimun. This is even if one of them ate the mai or ma'is rishon from which the truma was taken, or ma'is sheni v'hegdish that was redeemed, or the shamish that's serving them, the ede kazayis, they all join together for zimun. If one ate tevel or ma'is rishon from whose truma was not taken, or ma'is sheni v'hegdish that was not redeemed, or a shamish that ate less than a kazayis, or a goy. These people cannot join together for Zimun. With regard to Noshim Avodim Ktanim, they are not joined with men for Zimun. How much must one eat in order to join for Zimun? He must eat a Kazayas, Rabbi Yehuda says, a Kebeya. The Gemara asks, how do we know this concept of Zimun? Rav Asi says from the Pasuk of Gadlu LaHashem Iti Unroim Vashma Yachtov. Rabbi Yevohu says from the Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra Havu Gadlu Elikenu. Chon Rabbi Abba learns from the Pasuk Gadlu LaHashem Iti that when one answers Amen, he should not answer louder than the one who made the bracha. If you only have two people who are eating together, there's a machlekes between Rav and Rav Yechanan. One says they may join in Zimun if they want to, and the other says that they may not make a Zimun with only two people. Our Mishnah says there has to be three. So how could you say there's even, if they want, there's two? Or explains that for three, there's a chiyuv to be mezame. With two, it could be that it's only a reshus. If they want, they could do zimun. Bryce says that three people eat together have a chiyuv, a zimun, and they're not allowed to break up from the three. So obviously you see that two wouldn't be enough. Or it says it may be that once it was three and it became a choyv, you're not allowed to break up into a matzah, but it would only be a reshus. But it could be that two by themselves, if that's all they ate, it could be that they would be mezame through reshus. Bryce says that even if the waiter doesn't have reshus to eat with two people that he's serving, he may eat so that he can join the Zimun. You see that you need three people for Zimun. Where it says he may eat without reshus because by doing so he's creating a matzav of a chiyuv, which is what people want. Mariasa Bryce says that women can join for their own Zimun among women. Now, even 100 women would only have the din of really of two men, similar in din to two men, because they have no chiv, and yet they say, yet the Brisa says that they can join for Zimun. So you see that even two men, Lachay, should be able to join for Zimun. Or it says it's still better than two men because there are still more people involved. Zenachanami, Altschiv, maybe they're considered two people for a number of things, but over here, because there are more people, that's why it may be that they may be able to do Zimun, even if two men by themselves could not do Zimun. Mara brings a raya that it's Rabbi Yechanan is the one who actually held that that two people do not have any sort of Zimun if it's just two people, even if they want to do so. Radim Bayoisim, in the name of Rav, said if three people are eating and one of them left and walked out to the marketplace, so if the other two can call out to him to join in Zimun, then it's okay, they can join. But Abaye says that's only that he can actually return, can answer back, and they can hear him. That's the only way that they can join in Zimun. Masutra said this kula of them not sitting actually all together is only when you're making a Zimun of three, but if you have a Zimun of ten, if number 10 walked away, he would actually have to return and be part of the group of 10 in order to say Nevarech Elokeinu. More passings like Masutra in that way, because since we're going to mention the Shem Shemayim, so you have to have 10 people together. Abaye says if two people are eating together, they should really separate so that each should make his own benching, so that one shouldn't be yaitza with the other one if they're just two people. Abaye says this as well, unless one of them doesn't know how to bench, then of course they should stay together so that he can be yaitza with the other's benching. Rava said, I had the following thought, and then I actually heard that Rav Zera said the same thing. If you have three people eating together and one of them has to leave, the two don't have to stop for the one. Meaning, so if two people have to leave, the one person would have to stop eating for the two to bench. But if two people have to, if only one person wanted to leave, the other two don't have to stop eating for the sake of the one. Although we find that Rav Papa did do so, that was because he went with Nimishur Sadin. Yehuda bar Mireimar and Mar bar Avashi and Racham Yedifti were all eating, and they decided that since they're all sort of equal, it's not that one of them shouldn't make the bracha for the other two. It's probably better that since they're all at a high level, they should all make their own bracha. And they did so. Mareimer later told them that although you were yoitza benching, you were not yoitza the mitzvah of Zimun. Someone walks in as a group of three are benching, and if they're up to the point where they say Nevarich la Shachan Mishaloi, they answer back Baruch Umevarach. If they already come back where the other people are already saying Baruch, then they just answer Amen. One Brisa says it's praiseworthy to answer Amen after all your brachas. The other Brisa says it's actually Meguna to do so. It's praiseworthy to do after a bracha like Bainir Yerushalayim or any bracha that's really the end set of a set of brachas. But for other brachas, to answer Amen after your own bracha is a Davar Meguna. Abaye would answer Amen loud after Bainir Yerushalayim so that the workers should know they're now finished with their rice that they could benching and they should go back to work. Because that Toiv HaMeit is only Derabonon. Avashi would answer Amen quietly so that it should not be mezalzel in the bracha Toiv HaMeit just because it's Derabonon. We have all made a suda for Abzera recovering from an illness. Rav Avohu asked Rav Zeira to be the one to make the moitzi. Rav Zeira said, I won't do so because Rav Yochanan said that it's the balabayis who's supposed to make the hamoitzi and break up the bread for everybody. But it's time for benching, so Rav Avohu asked Rav Zeira to at least bench, to lead the benching. He said no, because Rav Huna of Bavel says that the one who makes the bracha hamoitzi is the one who should lead the benching. So Rav Avohu disagreed because he held like Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Shimon Bayachai, who says that although the balabayis should be the one to make the moitzi, it should be the guest, the one should be the one who leads the benching. Balabayis makes the moitzi, therefore he gives out ba'ayin yofa pieces for everybody of the bread, and the guest should lead the benching. This way he can say the special tefillah, which is said in benching for the host when you're a guest by a host house. And the Gemara gives the nusach of that special, especially hiratzain that you say when you're a guest at someone's house.